Hey, it's Arrow inside the LAProductions.us studio, unplugged and totally uncut with Wrestling Hall of Famer Diamond Dallas Page.
Positively Unstoppable, bro.
I love it. I love it. Man, congratulations on this brand new book, Positively Unstoppable. You have mastered the art of getting into the mind, body, and soul of the everyday average person, and you're letting them be greater than what they were yesterday.
You know, it all started, you know, God, just doing my own thing in professional wrestling, like becoming a professional wrestler at 35. Everybody said I was crazy. You know, they told me I was nuts. They said it couldn't be done. But I did start, and my career finally took off at 40 years old. Like, over that period, there was, you know, it's all about the story we tell ourselves. It's all about that inner voice. Like, a lot of people, you know, would never try to take that on. A lot of people wouldn't do it. But I did, and as I did, that's where I really learned so many secrets about owning it and owning that inner voice.
And when you own that inner voice, isn't that like making a choice and winning is the choice? You've got to convince yourself that winning is the circle you want to stand in.
No, absolutely. But you also, you can't listen to the naysayers.
Right.
You can't listen to people who don't believe. And because most people don't believe in themselves. And that's what this book is also about. Positively Unstoppable is about building the inner confidence. And it's not just going to happen. It's not like you're going to say, okay, I'm going to be confident. Okay, I'm going to be positive. Like, okay, that lasted 30 seconds. Like, what are you doing along the way to actually own it? Like, what do you do? What is the inner dialogue that you're having? And that's, you know, I teach that through example and through, like, exercises that can help people get to a spot where they actually really start to own that inner voice. Because if we all really think about it, the one thing that absolutely happens every single day is we have this ongoing discussion with ourselves.
Yep.
And you can make that a really positive one. Let's say, like people who are kids, there's the angel on one shoulder and the devil on the other.
Yep.
You know, that's what's going on in our brains all day long. And to me, you know, I know how I deal with it, and I know how to deal with, you know, like what looked like the worst thing to ever happen to you can sometimes be the best thing. Like, for me, I didn't start wrestling until I was 35,
wow,
which everybody thought I was crazy. But my career finally took off at 40. But between 35 and 40, I was constantly doing all these different things to try to keep moving forward and keep a positive mindset. Because if I didn't, if I don't, one of my favorite quotes is, if you think you can or you think you can't, you're right. It was Henry Ford who made that famous,
wow,
but what the hell did he ever do, right?
When you talk about changing the way that we think and everything like that, you remind me, I study yoga nidra, and do you do that as well? Because, I mean, that's rethinking, replanning, and redesigning the way that we think.
You know, I, without saying that, you know, like putting a label on it, I've never done yoga nidra, and I'm the guy who really wouldn't be caught dead doing yoga the first 42 years of my life. But when you blow your back out and they say your career's over,
right,
and yoga is one of the answers, I was like, okay, I'll try anything. And I was so glad I did. I have so much respect for all different types of yoga. But what I did is I took a lot of the yoga positions and mixed them with rehabilitation techniques,
yep,
and old school calisthenics and dynamic resistance, which is just take time under tension. And within less than 3 months, I was back in the ring. Now let's back that up. When I blew my back out and they three different spine specialists told me my career was over, I was depressed. I was pulled down with emotion, my own emotional gravity. But I understand, and I teach this throughout the book, you just can't stay there.
Yeah.
Like, you've got to feel a way to rebound out of it. And if you look like, you know, the greats right now, The Rock, Trump, Obama, Oprah, Tom Brady, LeBron, people who are at the highest level, they all go down.
Mm-hmm.
They just don't stay there. They don't stay there. They don't listen to the naysayers. They focus on the goal and the dream. And what I've done right now is, because of Positively Unstoppable is out as of today in bookstores, we started a challenge, the Positively Unstoppable Challenge. It's a four-month transformation that will literally be physically and mentally, and we're going to give people, two finalists, a chance to win $1 million.
What? Wow.
Like, for real. And, you know, we developed this, me and my business partner, Steve Yu, to give people maybe that extra incentive. Because, you know what? There are people who believe they can actually, do it. They can actually turn their lives around. But it's not going to happen in one day.
Right.
And that's what I teach throughout the book. You know, you got to put the work in.
Well, and you know what I love about the book as well is you give us a workout plan. Plus, you also give us incredible food, especially that barbecue meatloaf, dude.
You know, we're constantly trying to find healthy choices.
Yes.
Like, we've got the DDP Yoga Now app that not only has 180 workouts that literally start lying in bed. Like, you can't get out of bed? I got three workouts for you, which will put you in a chair, then help you use the chair, and then you'll work your way to beginner. But we've got all these recipes, but they're not just recipes, they're cooking shows.
Yeah.
So I show you how to cook all that. And, you know, when you can, I don't care how healthy something is, if it doesn't taste great, I'm not eating it.
Well, congratulations on this book and everything that you are doing to change people's lives. I cannot wait until you look over your shoulder one day and see the millions of lives that you have actually got back on their feet to grow forward.
Man, it's an exciting journey. The biggest thing I'm super excited about this week, no later than next week, we will be forming a partnership with the NFL alumni.
Wow.
And it's all about helping those warriors get a quality of life back. And that's what I'm super excited about.
And that's that huge heart of yours, man. Thank you so much for your time today. Please come back to this show anytime in the future.
Absolutely, my brother. Have a great day.